Not recommended for deep dish pizza. You hear that, deep dish pizza? See, you're not real pizza because the pizza scissors can't be used with deep dish. So it's not pizza. This proves it.
You're stirring the pot, Kevin. You're stirring right. The pot.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
It's episode 38 of Charred in New Haven Pizza Show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski coming off the fourth. How was your fourth? Great? Relaxing?
It was relaxing, but we did what old people do, like I told you before. We took me, my wife, and my dog, and we went down to West Haven Fireworks.
Oh, beautiful. That was great. I was up on Cape Cod. It was great weather. We had a great time with the kids, the beach, all of it. Played some golf, relaxing. So now we're back. We're back to the grind. Pizza grind.
If you can't have a good time at a Cape Cod, right? You got problems.
Now the traffic coming back to Connecticut, that's another story.
Oh yeah.
From Cape Cod to Milford, 8 hours because of traffic. We stopped to get lunch for an hour in Mystic, but it was accident after accident. It was a tough ride. The kids did, you know, seeing how bad the traffic was, kids did okay for how bad it was. But anyway, we're on to pizza.
Other question before we exit that.
Yeah.
And you got to be honest. By the time you got home, was it worth the trip?
It was, because we were there for about 5 to 6 days.
Okay.
So if we were only there for a weekend or a long weekend, I'd be like, this is not worth it. Yeah. But we were there from Tuesday through Sunday. So we were there for a long time. So it made it worth the trip.
Yep.
But anyone who sat in that traffic on Sunday, like, I feel for you. It was tough this year. But into the pizza stuff. So parking lot pizza has been going great. I just want to do a quick update on that. I mean, all the photos that you could see on the Facebook group, or it looks like you've had some great turnouts.
Yeah, like I said before, you know, I'm dead honest, almost to a fault. The first one, no good. I started it too early, but the second one was at Tipsy Tomato.
Yep, that was
great. We had roughly about 50 cars and about 100 people. We had motorcycles, we had dogs, we had everything.
Yeah.
The second one was at Carmine's in Durham.
Beautiful.
Full parking lot.
Nice.
A lot of people came out. Huge success. We've got one coming up, which will already be done by the time this
right,
airs.
Right, so we're recording this. So yeah, so hopefully that one went great. And then August.
But that's at Granda Beats.
Granda Beats, okay. And then the other one will be August, right?
Yeah, August, we're back in West Haven / Orange.
We did an episode there.
We did do an episode there. And actually, great. It's the old Abates.
Yeah. Good parking lot, too.
Excellent parking lot.
Yeah.
Then after that, we're going to E&D and Avon. That's September, and I'm not sure if I have an October yet.
Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. So, yeah, check out Parking Lot Pizza if you want to hang out in the parking lot with Frank. And you can go to the Facebook group, too. There's all the details and photos.
Yeah, Parking Lot Pizza Facebook group. It's just how it's spelled, how it's pronounced, and there's a whole event section.
Now, here's how this episode's going to go today. We have the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest with Brown Roofing coming up on July 20th at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, year 3. And we're going to give you all the details. We actually have some questions that have come in on the Facebook group, Instagram, on Chard, all over the place. So we're going to answer a lot of the questions people have for it. And we'll go through all that throughout this episode. But as you can see right in front of us, Frank brought a Bar Beats. This is Bar Beats, right?
It's
your
Bar Beats,
your creation.
Baby. Yeah, this is not yet public, but hopefully soon it will be. Yeah, I just basically real simple took 3 styles and I created my own.
Nice.
Predominantly bar style, which is Colony for most people that are around here.
Yep.
Or I think bar is pretty popular in Boston, which are...
Yeah, I grew up on the South Shore of Massachusetts, and there's a ton of places that do bar style pizza up there. It's that sort of thin, crispy, you know, great in the bar, you know, hence the name. But what you created is almost like a mix of New Haven style and bar style.
It's a mix of 3 things. 2 predominant, 1 little hint. Bar style and New Haven style.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little Detroit mixed in.
Ooh, nice. I love Detroit style.
So it's called Bar Beats, and I'm working on it. It's pretty cool.
So before, I do want to take a bite of that. So before we do that, though, I brought a prop that I want to get your thoughts on.
Oh, boy.
It was something that...
You're scaring me.
While I was on Cape Cod, so my parents live up there, and we had pizza one night, and my mom brought this out and actually had purchased one for me as well, but she has one at her house. So let me just grab it real quick.
Did you go to Zoe's?
It's in this.
Where'd you go for?
Zoe's is great. There's actually a pizza place where they live in Mashpee. And it's like a marketplace. It's called the Poppy, the Poppy Marketplace. And there's a pizza place in there called Moto, I believe. And Moto was delicious. So if you're ever in the Mashpee area, check out Moto.
I remember they had like, because we used to go there because my in-laws used to have a place where your parents have it now.
Yep.
And like it was, I just remember very distinctly, it looked like a bunch of shacks.
Yeah, but that's exactly what
it is. Very distinctly had white seashells.
Yeah. Still okay. does. Yeah. That marketplace area, they haven't changed it one bit. It's all the same, which is great.
What do we got here, Kevin?
So here we go.
This better be good.
A pizza tool. How do you feel, Frank, about pizza scissors?
Interesting.
Look at these things. So they look like your standard, if you're watching on YouTube, they look like your standard scissor,
yep.
but they're made for pizza. So to cut pizza. So I guess when we ordered the pizza over July 4th, it was already cut like a normal pizza. But you know how sometimes they don't cut it all the way or they don't do it exactly, you know, hard enough? So use this to get the right slice. Or you could tell them not to cut it and just use the pizza cutter, the pizza scissors for all of it. Comes with this little safety guard. And look at these things. How do you feel about these?
So how I feel about them, you know, I clearly have never used those before. But in my research and studying and people talking to me, it's actually really traditional.
Really?
Like in Italy, to cut pizza with scissors.
Huh.
Like there's a Roman style pizza that I'm pretty sure you only cut, supposedly only cut with scissors. There was a place in New York City, I think called DeFara, and they cut their pizza with scissors.
Because that light, fluffy Neapolitan style, I feel like it needs scissors because it's almost like paper.
Yeah, well, so Roman and New York style are
different.
Yes, but yes. I mean, you obviously can cut any style of pizza with this.
Well, I'm gonna cut one of these with this because I wanna, and I want you to do one too. So I know it's already cut, but I'm gonna take like a thicker one like this. So see how like okay, so like right here, it's not really cut. So you just take this scissor and you kind of get the pieces. And if I wanted to cut this in half, you already did. Look at that. These are magic. Let me cut this one.
Just cut anyone.
Cut down the middle. See a little crunch?
Oh yeah, there we go.
All right.
Come
here, give it a shot.
All right.
They have a little guard on the bottom there. I'm gonna eat this too.
Let's see. I'm going to go for a bigger one here.
Man, the bar beats.
Look at that, special. Dog. That's nice.
How did they feel? Cut them with them.
This is a Weight Watcher slice for me.
So,
I got to say, this bar beats is pretty good.
This bar beats is great, actually. Did you make this morning?
I just made it. That's why I was a little bit late. Because it wasn't baking as much as I wanted to, so I had to leave it in here for a couple of minutes, but
it's tasty. So it's just another tool to have in your pizza toolbox.
Who makes it? Is there a...
Stand by. Pampered Chef.
Ah!
Are you familiar with Pampered Chef? They don't advertise with us or anything, which maybe they should there, Pampered Chef, if you're watching. It was just a gift my mom gave me, but yeah, I mean, they're not bad.
I think everyone that got married in the 80s or 90s had something from the Pampered Chef. Because I'm pretty sure this was way before that I got deep into pizza. You know, we got for our wedding gift or something, a Pampered Chef pizza stone.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think we had one of those growing up, too.
Yeah. Everyone's got one of those.
But yeah, next time I make pizza at home, I'm going to try to use these to cut the whole pizza. Like, to cut right through it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not bad. I'm into it. And now, when it comes to pizza cutters, sorry, I'm talking with my mouth full, but I like the rock.
I'm waiting for you to stop chewing so I could have one.
I really like the rocker. Those are really fun. Especially when you're doing New Haven style, when it's crunchy or even like this, you do want the traditional cutter so you can kind of slam it and go right through it.
Yeah. I have a rocker, full disclosure, at home. My wife bought it years ago. And I'm actually getting more, I don't want to say used to it, but more into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it because I make a lot of stuffed breads.
Yep.
And it's really actually good to cut stuffed breads. But being somewhat traditional, it's hard for me to cut a pizza with a rocker.
Just
can't get into it.
You almost need like a low surface so you can like really put your weight into it.
It's not even that. It's just, I feel like I'm cheating.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you don't have the real traditional.
Yeah.
Now, before we move on to Pizza Fest, with these pizza scissors, they provided instructions, which I think is hilarious because they're just scissors. But the instructions say, where is it right here? Here we go. Hold pizza steady and guide the bottom guard flat on the bottom surface as you cut through the pizza. So I'm guessing that's this gray guard. So you're really supposed to do it like that. And then keep handle out of pizza for best experience. So you don't want to get this thing, a little plastic rubber in there. And then not recommended for deep dish pizza. You hear that, deep dish pizza? See, you're not real pizza because the pizza scissors can't be used with deep dish. So it's not pizza. This proves it.
You're stirring the pot, Kevin. You're stirring right. the pot.
All right, Chicago, if you're watching, you got to get your own pizza scissors. You need like a pizza chainsaw for deep dish. Yeah. All right, let's move on to Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. Yep. Year 3. I got the shirt on that we made, that we wore on Fox 61 when we went on TV.
Yeah, I couldn't find mine this morning.
That's fine.
Full disclosure.
You got the whole getup on. You look great.
Yeah, well, because I figured that since we're doing the pizza we're doing the best dress contest,
yeah,
I just would dress up.
Right. So ConnecticutPizzaandBrewFest.com, CTPizzaandBrewFest.com. It's also on all the social media, too, the festival. So you can go on Instagram, Facebook, X, Twitter, whatever you use, and you get updates that way, too. But if you want to get tickets, it's July 20th at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, year 3. It starts at 1 o'clock for general admission, so 1 to 4. You got 3 hours of these pizza times. And then if you buy VIP tickets, you get in an hour early at noon, and you get to beat the lines. You get kind of like less crowds a little bit because it's only the VIP people. And then if you do buy VIP, you can stay for the rest of the day, but you just get that extra hour.
Yeah, and one very important thing, general admission is $10.
Yep.
GA, $50.
I think $10 is the lowest we've ever had
in the
3 years that we've done this. So, yep. I mean, and then we're
trying to build it. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
We're going to go through real quick all the things that you get with that ticket and then some of the questions that have come in about Pizza Fest. We got the answers for you. But yeah, $10 for GA is like an unbelievable deal for this. And then the $50 for VIP, you get the extra hour, you get no lines, you get to feel like a very important pizza person. You get free cheese slice samples from all the different pizza places for that full hour. So as much as you can handle, you get free slices. Now, the GA ticket, people are asking this a lot. Like, what about the free pizza with the GA? The GA is $3 a slice.
Yep.
So you get the $10 to get in, $3 a slice as you go throughout all the pizza places. Now, when you think about going to a lot of these pizza places to buy a full pizza or even a slice these days, like it's actually a pretty good deal for $3 a slice. And also, part of this festival is helping out these local places. So, you know, we're trying to help these local pizzerias here in Connecticut as well. And they'll have, a lot of them have full menus too. So if you wanted to try their other pizza or whatever products they have.
Yeah, they're going to have more than just the cheese slices.
Right.
But I think one of the big takeaways is that where are you going to go for that one place and be able to try Pepe's, Colony, Zuppardi's, Big Green Truck, Rihanna Beats. I mean, I think there's 10 or 12 different trucks.
So I'm going to pull up because I have a lot of the questions here on my laptop.
Good. You could talk so I can.
And also, and a lot of people are asking about the beer samples, free beer samples for everybody. So if you're VIP, if you're GA, you get free beer samples the whole entire day. So whether you're there 1 to 4 or 12 to 4, if you have the VIP, you go to all the different different stations and they have the little sample cups and you get to sample as much as you want. So the first thing that people have been asking.
You're good so far. Hold on.
I got it. So the first thing people have been asking the most about are the pizza trucks.
Yep.
So obviously it's a pizza fest. So people are saying like, what about the pizza trucks? And before we get into this real quick, I do want to thank Brown Roofing and Mazda of Milford. They're our two big sponsors. Brown Roofing's been with us, I think, since year one, right? Definitely last year.
And remember, there. Brown.
Brown what?
Won't let you down.
Won't let you down. There you go. Very nice. So the pizza places. Here we go. Here are the pizza places in alphabetical order. Alphonse's, that's AJ, right?
Yep.
Alphonse's Italian Street Food. They've been there in the past.
They have been there in the past, and he's really good. He's kind of a really shy, quiet guy, but makes an incredible pizza from West Haven.
A Beats to Apple.
New. I cannot tell you that I know much about them, but I took a look at their website, and the stuff looks legit.
And, you know, a lot of these places that we have this year, we've built a relationship with because we've had them on the show, on Chard, or they've been there since year one.
Yep.
But it's always good to get a new place. You know, we like to get that new blood in. So if you've been, some people have been all 3 years, they get to try a new spot, even if they've been year one and two. So Big Green Truck Pizza, one of our favorites. You got to have them. You can't have a pizza fest without them.
They started Mobile Pizza.
They're the legends. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're iconic.
So they're going to be there this year. New one that we tried to get in years past and weren't able to because of how busy they were. Colony Grill. You got the bar beats here.
Yeah, I know.
Colony Grill. They are going to be here this year. Obviously, multiple locations throughout Connecticut. Started in Stamford. I one right in Milford that I go to all the time because I live here in Milford. And then you go Fairfield. All the time? I go on my birthday every year. Isn't that funny?
Okay.
You know why? Here's the reason.
Kids.
And now I enjoy... Exactly. I enjoy the pizza. I like their pizza a lot, but it's loud. It's quick. You don't have to go through the, do you want chicken? Do you want mac and cheese? I don't want that. Okay. Nope. You're getting pizza.
Right.
And you're getting a chocolate milk and crayons.
Yeah.
And then if they yell, great. It's loud in there. Everyone's having a good time.
And I think I just heard that they announced they're opening up in Shelton.
Oh, a new location there?
Yeah, I think Connecticut Ave.
Nice. And they have the truck that I see all the time, the Colony Grill truck. Yeah. So they'll be there. Frank Pepe, the legends, 100 years
Yay,
of
baby.
Frank Pepe this year. We just had that episode come out with Kevin and Chris, which was an amazing episode. You know, just being there behind the scenes at that original oven on Worcester Street. Like, it was unbelievable. I loved that episode.
I mean, I had been there hundreds of times, but I've never was in the back of the inner sanctum.
Right.
So it's kind of like, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was awesome. So, you can't have a Connecticut Pizza Fest without Frank Pepe.
No.
Especially on their 100th birthday this year. Granda Beats. Granda Beats, you can speak to this because they're also legends of the New Haven pizza game.
They are, and I can go on and on, but they got tree locations on
tree.
The shore. Tree on the shoreline. Clinton, Madison, Guilford. I truly believe that, you know, there's this thing called the Trinity. Sally's Pepe's Modern, and it should be the Quatrinity. They definitely should be in there because, you know, they've got all the criteria. They've got the history. They got the family. They got the succession.
Yeah.
And they have amazing pizza.
Little Italy Pizza Truck. They've been there in the past, right?
They have been there in the past. And I'm not sure if that's fried dough or not, but I
either way, fried dough is delicious. You could dip it into some pizza sauce too. Rolling Inferno Pizza Truck. We've had them. They're always really good.
Yes. Very good.
Slice of New Haven. They're our winners from last year.
Absolutely. Fantastic pizza.
So we can get into
Vinny,
yeah, we'll get into the contesting in a bit because we're going to do that.
He's got a partner. I forget his name.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that. We'll tell you about the contesting a little bit about Best in Fest. You know, we always do voting for the best pizza.
Yep.
And they won last year. So delicious, great guys. They're all over Connecticut. You've probably seen their truck before. The Parlor of Pizza Joint. We did an episode with Mackenzie. From the Parlor in Stratford. They're going to be there again this year. Always super fun. I believe they were the runner-up last year. I think they came in second.
I think they were, and they have a different slant on their pizza, and their pizza is kind of, it's sourdough.
Yeah.
And it's really good. You know, it's different for me, not growing up with eating sourdough pizza, but I've been to the Parlor a bunch of times. Mackenzie's really cool. The truck is beautiful. Everything is spotlessly clean.
Yeah, it's great. And then Una Dolce Vita, which is the pizza place in the amphitheater.
Right.
So if you've ever gone to a concert there, you get a slice after the show or maybe during the show. They're right in that sort of like tucked away in that corner. If you're looking at the stage to the right, they're obviously in the amp. So it made sense to have them at the Pizza Fest.
And they're more New York style, I think, right?
I believe so. Yeah. And then Zupardi's a beats. Zupardi's West Haven. Can't beat them. I mean, they had a huge line last year with their truck outside. And I mean, I love Zupardi's. I love the actual location in West Haven.
Yeah.
But their truck is fantastic too. So their pizza is unbelievable. So that's the list.
They've got a bunch of, I think they have two or three trucks, and they've got West Haven, which obviously is their iconic location. And then they have one in, I think, Ansonia.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the slice shop.
Yeah.
So I would assume they sell slices there.
So so real quick about the contesting, because we talked about Slice from New Haven. So last year and the years past, we've had people vote on text, and we just had all the texts come in, and then like days later, we tallied them up and did the winners, which felt kind of disconnected from the festival because you didn't really see who won while you were there. And then also we had some people just like having people text 1,000 times who weren't even at the festival. So it was a little sticky how we did it. So this year, there's going to be a QR code, and we talked about having someone wear a sandwich board where they're just walking around with it, so we might have that. So look out for somebody with a QR code, and you'll be able to scan it and vote, and then we're going to announce the winner the day of the festival, so right before the festival ends on July 20th when you're there. We're going to get up and announce the winner, and we'll give them their... We always do like a huge pizza peel as a trophy. So you'll find out who the winner is. You could try pizza all day and vote, and then you'll find out who the winner is while we're there.
And then we have Best Dressed.
Yeah, so
That's why I'm dressed up.
The first couple years, we've noticed people have pizza costumes and throwback shirts, you know, maybe from like the 70s in New Haven, and, or they have like crazy hats or whatever it is. They're matching. And we said, we got to do a like a best dress this year because the outfits are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have a little prize for best dressed as well, which if you come dressed as, you know, a pizza or like Frank, like maybe you're like Frank Pepe and you're dressed like that, you're going to get a ticket from somebody at the festival to say you're in the running. And then we'll announce that winner too.
I have a 15 second story.
Okay.
So a buddy of mine had a Halloween party, but it was around Halloween time. Long story short, it was dress up. So I dressed up as Frank Pepe, and most people thought I was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. I wonder are you going to dress like this year?
I might, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to give all my secrets.
right. You don't want to give it away. So that's the contesting. And then a couple quick other things. We have live music from the Yacht Lobsters,
yep,
which are playing Yacht Rock. If you're familiar with Yacht Rock, it's the smooth summer sounds of like the 70s. You know, Doobie Brothers. You got Christopher Cross.
Listen to music.
Yeah, exactly. So they're awesome. They played in Fairfield recently, and I know a bunch of people who went, and they said it was a straight up party. So
Wow. They're
going to be performing throughout the festival that day. And then pizza panels. Yeah, why don't you talk about what our panels are going to be like this year?
Yeah, so the last 2 years we had three panels. We're actually doing two this year, but the big thing is that we're going to extend the time. So we're going to have Icons of New Haven Pizza. Representatives from Sally's are going to be there.
Okay.
Pepe's, Big Green Truck, Ernie's, Grand Abitz, and Abate.
Wow. We got all of them pretty much.
Yeah, mostly all of them.
And if you've never been in years past, what we do with this is we have the panel and they tell stories. There's questions from the crowd.
Yeah.
They sort of give their whole, you know, about coming up in Worcester Street in New Haven. It's really an awesome session to be at.
Yeah, and this year we extended a little bit because we're going to have kind of like a meet and greet thing.
Yep.
So if you go to the panel, you know, after everyone is done talking, you can certainly come up and take pictures with these people and ask them any questions. Maybe you weren't comfortable with the microphone. But that's the whole premise of it. The premise of it is just for them to tell their stories.
Yeah. And then you're going to do a demonstration, right? One of your New Haven Pizza classes?
Yeah. So I'm going to do basically a short version of my New Haven Pizza class. So again, just for the $10 general admission, I'm not saying just my class, but even, you know, those two things, the Icons and my class, if you don't do anything and just spend $10.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Icons one is, you can't really even buy that if you wanted to, because you're never going to get all those people in the same room.
Didn't exist before we did it.
Right. In your class, obviously people can take your class, but it's much more expensive than $10. Not to say it's expensive, but.
No, yeah.
But you are paying for a great experience. How long are the classes? 3 hours?
3.5 hours.
Yeah. So you're paying.
So it's about an hour. This one's going to be about an hour.
Yeah, but you get a whole experience for $10. Plus you're getting the pizza trucks, the beers, the Yacht Lobsters, the times, you're hanging with your friends. Like it's a great, great deal.
Huge value.
Real quick, because I know people, there is a question that came in about the breweries attending, because, you know, people love to have the pizza, but obviously we have some of the breweries as well. So we did, there's a huge list here. There's going to be, I think we were up to like 27 or 30 different tables throughout the amp that's going to be there sampling. So I'll go through some of the big ones that you'll be familiar with. So Bad Sons Beer Company, they're great right out of here in the valley. Captain Zig, Cutwater, East Rock Brewing, Illicit Brewing, Fisher's Island Lemonade. I see that all over the place in the summertime with people on boats and at the beach and stuff. Foolproof Brewing. We got High Five THC Seltzer. These are getting popular now, Frank. We got Lemonates. Like lemonade, but his name must be Nate. Lemonades. I like that, Nate. New Belgium Brewing. We got On the Rocks Premium Cocktails. Other Half Brewing. Who else is on here? Ripe Bar Juice. You probably see that in like some of these liquor stores or grocery stores. It's to make, you know, like a margarita or a rum punch, but it's the mixer.
It's called Ripe Bar Juice.
Yeah. And they're great too. They're right out of here in Connecticut. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Long Drink, Whalers Brewing Company, that Whalers APA. It's an American version of the IPA.
Okay.
And that's become really popular now too. It's actually delicious. So they're going to be there as well. Then we have a couple other dessert vendors. So we have Auntie Sheila's Cheesecakes, Michelle's Pies.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have Renewal by Anderson. So they're all going to be there too. So that's going to be a huge list. You can have some free beer samples, have the pizza. And that's pretty much the Pizza Fest. Now, before we wrap up real quick, I just wanted to bring up a couple of the questions that came in.
Yep.
So Let's see. So Frank Pepe Pizzeria is one of our VIP, is our VIP sponsor. If you buy the VIP ticket, it's sponsored by Frank Pepe. And this says, if I buy a Frank Pepe Pizzeria VIP ticket, can I stay all day? Of course. If you buy VIP, you're the very important pizza person.
And you get a $10 gift card too, don't you?
Yes. $10 gift card to Frank Pepe.
Yep.
If you go VIP style. So that's another value.
Yeah, so really it's $40.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you get the $10 gift card. So you get to come in at 12. You're beating the lines. You're coming in early, but you get to stay till the bitter end if you choose to.
Don't be a cheapskate. Buy VIP.
Right. let's see. What else do we have here? Are dogs allowed? So, sorry, Char.
No.
So, and it's not really, I mean, we love dogs. You know, obviously, Frank has Char. You know, we're dog people, but the amphitheater, there's very specific restrictions and guidelines with food being involved, the health department, the actual venue itself. So dogs, unfortunately, aren't able to come, but you could come for a couple hours and go home.
You can dress like a dog.
You could dress like a pizza dog. Dress like Char. Yeah, exactly. And there was another question about kids. Are kids allowed? Kids are allowed. Now, because it's a beer fest as well, there are bracelets in 21 plus areas because of the drinking part. But it's not really geared towards kids. So we didn't promote this as like, bring your kids and your family and bounce house and all that. It's more of an adult event, but we're not going to turn you away if you have a stroller and your kids. We get it. Like, but it is a 21 plus event when it comes to the beer stuff.
Parking.
Parking. That was another one that came in. You're right. Parking is not included. It is payable directly to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater upon arrival. It is $10. So not too bad when you consider some of these garages that charge crazy amounts.
Correct. And also, to be very clear, there's plenty of parking right outside the amphitheater for free.
Locally in Bridgeport?
You just have to get there.
Get there a little early maybe, and you park at some of these meters. Yeah, it's the city of Bridgeport. You know, there's tons of parking around that you could park for free. Or depending on where you live, public transportation. I know from Milford, you hop on that Metro North.
Right there.
It's like two stops. It's super cheap ticket too. So we'd encourage public transportation if you can, or if you don't mind paying the $10, or the free parking in Bridgeport. So, you know, if you've been to the Amp before to a concert, you know the deal, like when you go there.
Yeah.
What else? Dog came in. Will there be gluten-free pizza? That is a good question that came in. Now, unfortunately, we can't say the whole entire thing is gluten-free because just think about it. How much dough is being used from all these pizza
There's
places?
Gluten all over the place.
Now, all the pizza places have their own menus. So there might be a pizza place that you come across that says, yes, we have a gluten-free pizza that we're sampling that we made in a different part of the pizza truck. That has happened in years past.
Yep.
So there are some situations where you might have gluten-free, but we can't definitively say like, yes, there's all we have all gluten-free trucks, you know?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, use your head. If you got celiac issues, you know, I probably wouldn't get a gluten-free.
Yeah, just
if you are gluten-free by choice, by diet, all you want. But, you know, the serious part of it is probably play it safe.
Related to the kids, another email that came in said, are my kids free? Now, because like we were saying, it's not technically a kids event, they still have to purchase a ticket.
Yep.
Again, $10 for general admission. No matter how old they are, they do have to buy a ticket. And then are the pizza panels included with my ticket? Yes, we just talked about that. So you don't have to pay an extra thing to get into, you know, some of these festivals you pay to do all these different things when you're already in there. All the activities and band and pizza panels and class and all that, it's all included in your ticket.
I mean, literally a family of four, you can go for $40. And yes, you're going to have to buy $3 slices, but you'd have to buy that if you went somewhere else. I mean, it's a great, cool event. Support pizza in Connecticut, support the vendors, get your family out of the normal rut of sometimes summer, especially in July. And,
So yeah, get your tickets. They're on sale now.
Listen to music.
If you haven't got them yet, ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. I'm on the site right now. You can buy them there. $50 VIP, $10 general admission. And we're actually, Frank and I have been doing, we always do a little like press run. We're going to be on Great Day Connecticut on WFSB.
17th,
on
I
the
think.
17th of July. So if you watch Great Day, you'll see us there. We'll be bringing pizzas. We'll be having good times talking about the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest with Brown Roofing. Thanks again. Follow us on social media. Follow the Pizza Fest. We really hope we see you there. We'll be there hanging out, obviously. We'll be at the pizza panels walking around the festival. So we hope everyone's there to eat pizza with us. I'm going to have another bite of this Bar Beats. And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
Oh, yeah. New Haven style.
a pizza, it's time to eat.